APS Superintendent Earl Davis says the weather really wasn't the issue that prevented students from getting home.
It called for small amounts of snow, and that's what we got. The forecast did not call for gridlock, which was really a bigger issue than the weather from our perspective.
Davis says a lot of factors go into the decision to close schools, and that includes what he calls concerns about nutrition.
75% of our students are eligible for free and reduced lunch. We feed kids 10 meals a week, and for many, these may be the only 10 they get. And so we want to make sure our kids have food.
As the weather conditions became worse, Davis says the district decided to stagger student dismissal times. He adds the district did communicate with state and local leaders.
I know that at one point we certainly were in contact with the mayor's office. We were in contact with the governor's office.
Davis says the district will review its procedures. Rose Scott, WABE News.